Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah! Oh, come on. Okay. Yes. Thank you very much, Jane. That, blimey, is that it? That was Jane there. So, DJ, it saddened me to hear silence instead of yapplause at the top of Monday's podcast. So, in lieu of my live stream attendance, I have meetings every Monday and Wednesday at 10 a.m. What are the chances, Jane? Probably quite good. I send you some claps. I'm a terrible whistler, but there's a pathetic attempt at adding some as accompaniment. I thought it was very good whistling. Excellent whistling. Well done, everybody. Do join in. Lots to get through. We've got political interviews to talk about and all the rest of it. First of all...
Pigs in space!
Yes, while the world literally burned, a couple of billionaires made their moonshots. And I get it. Like Bezos, I get it. He wants to make it affordable for you to get to Mars. Provided you give him literally every last penny you own. Then, it'll be perfect. We can all live in a slave camp there while he watches us over his Camparian soda. It's like... you could hear the excitement in his... And it, I mean, his rocket... Come on, we all know what it looked like. You know, most of us make do with a box of Kleenex. This guy, he's going to have like a space program and has to be king of a Mars colony just to, you know, make it happen for himself. Speaking of doing that for yourself, Pablo's been in touch on Twitter. It's at Not Today Pod. There's a nice little community there if you want to join in. He says, has anyone been watching this? Limetown on the Alibi channel. He said, I was a big fan of the podcast it's based on. I don't know anything about Limetown. I'm guessing it's somewhere in Mexico, right? Where we're all enjoying a caipirinha. Anyway, apparently in the TV series, the woman, the heroine in it, the main character, she's Pablo's words, a mucky pup who can't stop having the odd hand shandy. Well, that's not going to go. Oh, you mean lime and beer? That's like a Corona, isn't it? This was never a factor of the podcast. I'm hoping it might be relevant to the plot, but I doubt it. I quite like the idea that she sort of keeps missing massive opportunities because she's got to... I don't know. It's an interesting... we should remove that stigma, I think. You know, maybe it's a good thing. Or maybe they're just trying to be shocking, get some attention. Look, it worked. Anyway, speaking of people who interfere with themselves a lot, Nigel Farage... is back on our screens. I don't know if you've seen GB News and his new show. It's kind of fun. I mean, I was impressed. He negotiated well. He managed to get a better desk. And those desks cost a lot of money. I think someone at Nuts TV, we spent something like £15,000 on a desk. So it's a good desk he's got, you know, and it's a better backdrop and stuff. But it's fascinating. Like, it's a man who can't pronounce his own name. Barrage Farage. Barrage the Farage was one of the strands. And there's another one, which was what the Farage. Well, is it Farage or Farage? I mean, if you don't even know how to pronounce your own name, you know? British guy with a French name and a German wife who hates Europe. I mean, so much to unpack. I'd like to counsel the Farage. Maybe Julie could have a go at that. And then there was by Farage, a pint with Farage. 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 Where he drank a pint in a rather awkward way in the studio with a backdrop of some pint glasses. But of course, that's already been eclipsed as the political television event of the week by the interviewing of Dominic Cummings by Laura Koonsberg. Great to have him back. Yes, you really must read Mick Wright's write-up of it at brokenbottleboy.substack.com. Get a pen. I'll say it again in a minute. Mick's take on it was that it was all part of the political pantomime. And a lot of people have said that. And, I think that's possibly largely true. But I think Laura Koonsberg was genuinely quite startled at his candour in terms of pulling back the curtain on sort of what goes on politically. But what we really needed, you know, Koonsberg did her job. What we really need in there, though, you know, we need a true interviewing heavyweight. Now, sadly, Andrew Neil, as we know, is not available, which is a shame. But I think I know just the guy to do it. Amol Rajan. A man who is on record as saying his hero is Del Boy. Some would say he identifies just a little too closely with a chancer who's constantly trying to operate beyond his abilities. But I mean, you've only got to hear the guy in action. Just listen to this. It was a sort of retraction, let's call it a clarification to be kind, from his interview yesterday with Lord Sumption. It speaks much about his hard-hitting style. So he interviewed Lord Sumption, who asserted quite a lot of things about COVID and life expectancy that were pretty wide of the mark. It all went unchallenged by Amol. So this morning, he had to do this.
6 minutes to seven. Now then, on yesterday's show, we had Lord Sumption on to talk about the trade-offs between liberty and public health. The idea was to talk to the former Supreme Court judge mainly about the legal issues, but he made a couple of medical assertions that were wrong, which we wanted to pick up on today.
One protracted interview with a statistician refuting everything that was said in that interview later.
Apart from all that, I did a great job of holding him to account, didn't I? Robert, thank you very much indeed. Robert Cuff, the head of statistics at BBC News.
Yeah, we should have sort of fact checks on our questions every day. No, that was a joke.
No, I don't fact checks on our questions. Saying that, Nick.
Thank you very much indeed. Yes, I already do.
Oh, what are we like? We're just two guys having fun. Amol Rajan, who also this morning read out an obit in the paper review section solely because the deceased had a very, very sort of tangential connection, highly contrived connection to Bob Marley. And we all know how much he likes Bob Marley. And he mentioned his love of cricket. Look, I obsessively play Gummy Drop. And I've watched every episode of Bargain Hunt made in the last 2 years. I can go on about it. Anyway, look, it's fanciful, but I would just like to just imagine what would it sound like if Amol Rajan were to interview Dominic Cummings?
We're all good to go. Check one, two, two, two.
One, two.
Can you hear that?
All right.
Dominic Cummings. Who even are you?
I don't know what you mean by that.
What I mean by that is, why are you so extra? Like, why do you even business? Why bother start? Why are you starting with me, yeah?
I've been running essentially my own cabal within the Conservative Party, like a parasite growing within its host in order to completely change it. And if that fails, I'll set up a new party and destroy the system to organise a new power structure that effectively swerves democracy altogether.
That all sounds fine. Top five spin bowlers.
I don't have any.
What? Top five Bob Marley tracks.
I don't really listen to music.
Okay, see, now You see, you set off a red flag in my head there, because secret cabal, fine. Installing a puppet prime minister, pure jokes, mate. But for the love of Jah, Mr. Cummins, you must have at least one Bob Marley record that is your favourite. Three Little Birds, a wibbity 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 bong. Come on, I feel like there's going to be a lot of people watching this and thinking, here's a man whose ambition outweighs his ability, or even what's morally right for him to have taken. He's waltzed into some of the most influential jobs in Britain, and he appears to be completely blasé about the privilege that he's enjoying. And they're going to be asking, who do you think you are?
Yeah, but not about me.
Come on, lads, in there. So good. Just so good. Well, we've had some emails. I haven't got to them for ages. I'm sorry about that. Heady has fired off several missives. We will spread them out a bit. Dear Jape. Jape, I was waiting for a bus. Did I mention a man with a can of Frosty Jack alcoholic beverage shouted, "Space Commander!" at me? I asked him politely which coordinates he wanted, and then he paused. I reiterated my request, and he then accused me of being a mad git. As you would expect. I told him explicitly that the coordinates would only remain for the next time cycle. By the way, have you noticed how some witches are sexy and others are a bit rubbish and smell? I have. Heady, I don't go around sniffing witches, Heady. And I kind of have a problem with the whole... Well, I think we need to take the term witch back, don't we? It's not today at swanburst.com if you'd like to get in touch. As you can see from that, on really any topic whatsoever. Also, there's the WhatsApp thing, which I need to charge the phone. All right, I'm slightly disorganized. I mean, you know, also slightly reclusive and slightly dreading any form of social interaction at all. That said, Yap Fest is happening this weekend. I'm really excited. It's in like 2 days or something, and it's going to feature me and Davey in the same room. We're going to do our podcast kind of live. We're going to stream stuff. There's going to be extra new things that I haven't really thought about. I might do a bake-along on Friday. I might make some Jaffa Cake flavour brownies. There, I said it. I'm going to try and embrace the Jaffa Cake thing. I mean, it's sort of drifted away from the podcast if you're a new listener, but for a very long time. We defined ourselves by our tolerance of each other. Those who love Jaffa Cakes and those who think they are putrid piles of excrement. I couldn't possibly say which camp I fall into. Anyway, Pat's emailed nottoday@swanburst.com. He says, "Hey, Jake and the Dreamers of Dreams. Here's what to do next when a friend's birthday is coming up." Would this apply to my father? It's his birthday tomorrow. Buy a card. Take the card out of the envelope and throw it away, or keep it for later use, whatever, doesn't matter. The point is, what you do next is you take any old bit of scabby cardboard and write, "Hey, sorry I forgot to get you a card, but I just wanted you to know this is the envelope it would have come in." The reaction to this turning up will depend largely on the relationship you have with the recipient. If they have good intentions towards you, they will laugh before chucking it away. If they don't, hey, it's one less person to send a card to next year. Always happy to help. All the very best, you wonderful lot, Pat. Thanks for that, Pat. It's an interesting sociological test. I might give it a go. Although, I can tell you right now, my kid has made a card for my dad. It's pretty rocking. That way, I don't have to do anything. It's brilliant. He made it while Dominic Cummings was being interviewed yesterday. Anyway, Neil says, "Hi, Jake and the Apostle crew, B-Boys Breakers, Electric Boogaloo. I was really interested in Pat's roadside theme parks the other day. Many times I've forked off to follow one of the brown signs that seem to litter our country." Oh, yeah. I like those ones. You know, it's kind of like the signs that say Superstore. It's like, we know it's IKEA, all right? We can see the branding. Just put IKEA. Oh, I can't do that. Anyway, many attractions I've seen so far, says Neil, include the used celebrity cotton bud museum in Slough. Not sure if that's a used cotton bud from a celebrity or a cotton bud owned by a used celebrity. For example, Rika Johnson. It's harsh. The GB News Ragtag Jamboree in Ruislip. And Excretia Exposition 05 at the NEC Birmingham. I was at that. It was good, that. However, the best attraction I've been to, and I must go back to soon, is the Forest of Contrition, Norwich. The rides there are some of the very best in Europe, with the Slurry Side, the Tunnel of Regret, and my favourite, the Wet Play Area, which was a soft play area until I got there. Thanks. And hey, see you all Saturday. Yes, for Yap Fest. What could possibly go wrong? That's something that's happening for patrons. If you'd like to support the show, you can. If you go to patreon.com, that's patron with an extra E in the middle. Patreon.com/nottodaypod. And £5 a month will get you a whole extra podcast a week. And I'll go as far as to say it's probably one of the better podcasts. Yes, okay, fine. I do occasionally listen back to those ones. The ones with me and Davian. Don't listen to Davian Blitz. Anyway, see you on Friday. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.